From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump replacing his National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster with John Bolton. It is the latest in a number of recent high-level staff changes. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was fired last week. George Mason University scholar Jeremy Mayer.
I think this is major, and I think I would put it in the same category as Tillerson being moved out, because Tillerson and McMaster, while they didn't seem to have a strong relationship, were often on the same page when it came to things like the Iran deal. It's no secret that President Trump has wanted to tear that deal up since his first day in office, and people like McMaster and Tillerson have been fighting a desperate fight to keep Trump from doing that. Well, both of them are now gone.
John Bolton, who was also Undersecretary of State for Arms Control and International Security from 2001 until 2005, is regarded as a hardliner and interventionist on matters of foreign policy and defense. He has recently advocated for pulling out of the nuclear deal with Iran and for carrying out a first strike on North Korea. President Trump has initiated actions to consider imposing tariffs on a list of nearly 1,300 Chinese imported products worth about $60 billion. China's Commerce Ministry today opposed a list of 128 U.S. products as potential retaliation targets. President Trump campaigned on promises to bring down a massive trade deficit and crack down on abusive commercial practices by U.S. trading partners. UN has closed its peacekeeping mission in Liberia 15 years after it was deployed in the aftermath of two civil wars, signaling Liberia can meet its own security needs. Some 2,000 UN troops had been there. This is VOA News. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy is being formally investigated over allegations his 2007 election campaign received funding from the now-deceased Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting.
After days of questioning in police custody, Sarkozy has been told he is formally suspected of passive corruption, an offense that carries a sentence of up to 10 years in jail. The issue at hand is a murky affair of Libyan spies, arms dealers, and allegations that Gaddafi provided Sarkozy's election campaign with millions of euros shipped to Paris in suitcases. Sarkozy has denied all wrongdoing. He told France's Le Figaro newspaper the accusations of illicit funding are a web of lies that have made his life hell, and claims the long rumbling story cost him his 2012 re-election bid.
Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. More than 1,500 Syrian rebel fighters and their families are evacuating towns in the besieged Damascus suburb of eastern Ghouta as the army moves closer to recapturing the entire capital. Rebel officials say they expect the evacuation to last several days and will leave just two other eastern Ghouta enclaves in opposition control. The evacuation deal was brokered by Russia and worked out by Syrian rebels and the government. President Trump says he would like to testify before the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. He said so during an encounter with reporters at the White House on Thursday.
Mr. President, would you still like to testify to special counsel Robert Mueller, sir?
Thank you.
I would like to.
When do you think that would happen?
Mr. President, he said yes.
Mr. Trump's comments came shortly after John Dowd, his lead lawyer in the Russia investigation, resigned amid a shakeup on the president's legal team. On social media this week, President Trump has assailed the special counsel, which is also seeking to determine the extent of contact between Russians and Trump associates during the 2016 presidential election, as well as whether Mr. Trump tried to obstruct justice involving obstructing the criminal investigation. The world's largest collection of ocean garbage floating in the Pacific Ocean, halfway between Hawaii and the U.S. state of California, now bigger than France, Germany, and Spain combined. The sprawling patch, known as the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, contains nearly 80,000 tons of plastic. First discovered in the early 1990s, the trash is the patch from countries of the Pacific Rim, including Asia, as well as North and South America. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.